Dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic segment. Thank you very much for tuning in to your favorite radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Yeah, welcome to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe. We are going to look at things of economic concern. And for those of you who are new at this program, or for those of you who are new at following us, it's always important to understand that Business and Economic segment is a platform where we talk about economic matters. It's a platform where we engage on matters of economic development. And it's also the platform where we look at how can we move our country forward, how can we develop our institutions, and also how can we, you know, practically implement the goals and aspirations of our country instead of theorizing them. Instead of just talking about them every 5 years, but no practical implementation. Yeah, as we have always been saying, a Business and Economic segment is a platform where we connect those who understand economic matters and also those who are willing to learn. We look at policymakers. We look at economists. We look at international trade experts. We look at products which Namibia is selling or importing in the either regional or international market, and we are coming up with different perspectives on how we can do things better. Yeah, before we start with the topic for today, it's always very important to understand that after in-depth conversation or after the introduction of the topic, we will be able to give an opportunity to our dear listeners to engage us in the studio. We are going to open up a line so that you can, you can call us. Yeah. On top of that, it's always very important to make sure that you are up to date with economic news. You are up to date with, what's happening inside the country, outside the country, and also what Namibia is doing, especially in terms of trading, and how can we benefit from our own natural resources. But now, how can you be up to date? You can only be up to date if you look at, you follow us on our social media platform, Eagle FM. Follow us on Facebook, you like our page, you go to Instagram, go to LinkedIn, go to X, you'll be able to be up to date with all those economic development news. Yeah, to move forward again, we also have an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you subscribe to it, make sure that you download it, so that every time when it's coming out, you'll be able to be up to date. Yeah, for those of you who have cell phones, especially smartphones, I understand every matured adult or every matured person has a means of communication, which is a cell phone. However, if you have a smartphone, you will be able to download our app through your Play Store, Eagle FM Namibia. Then you'll be up to date with current shows. And you can also go to our podcast. Then you go to previous shows that you have missed. Then, yeah, we'll be able to move forward. Yeah, before we go to a commercial break, I would like to introduce our topic for today, because our topic for today is going to look at, we are looking at Namibia mineral resources. We are looking at our country's standing point, especially in terms of economics. And our topic for today is processing domestic minerals as an industrialization goal. Processing domestic minerals as an industrialization goal. We understand that Namibia, like many other African countries like DRC, Namibia is one of those countries which are blessed with discovered and undiscovered mineral resources. And for many years, Namibia have been an exporter of raw materials. We export what we have, then we rely on international market to buy the goods, which when you look at the goods that Namibia is buying from international market, you'll be able to realize that most of these goods that we are buying from international market, most of them are made by raw materials which we sell. Now, when you go back a little bit to the Namibian history, let's look at the history of liberation struggle. Maybe we can start from 1960 onward. You'll be able to realize that one of, or maybe our founding fathers and founding mothers of Namibia, they have been always centered to the aspect of taking back the natural resources. Then we give them in the hands of the indigenous people so that we'll be able to benefit from those resources. For those of you who were in exile before we were born, you understand the song which is talking about, you know, Namibia, our only motherland with natural resources, especially diamond and copper. That has been the order of the, that was the central part of either a political argument or political justification of going to the liberation struggle and fight for the independence. Now, if we go back now 35 years back, and Namibia got independence, most of the people have different ways of debating about it. Some are saying it's only political independence. Some are saying we also have powerful economic means. But that is not necessary. What is necessary is that let us take stock and look at what Namibia has so far in terms of mineral resources, and what are some of the products which are being produced in the country, and if not, what is the problem, and when are we going to do that? We are going to for a short commercial break.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Usama bimbo goge pampepo. Zegura sumbango dias ep. Ez is a single ona malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo musumbango dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu suspe sa imba ep zuvainyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi. Guana karuhan pepo kumarusumo pa internet meke lioge ruganesa cellphone ding kenyi. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kuretu sapo martimbo konosumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumwe srongo nukwane sambudu zongwa yes gospel. Mardimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangusi kuna karanye the Elsin e angano the Osherero kumayimbiliro the Catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu mampepo tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063 ndi ko email digital@omalaid.com.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsin Ehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simaneka Karunga, the Africans Sing for Diara, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-2358-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Yes, to our dear listeners, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe. We are continuing with our topic for today, which is looking at how can Namibia as a country, how can we come to the point where we are processing or, you know, adding values to our mineral resources in order for these mineral resources that we have to boost our economy. Now, also in the context of natural resources, it has been a center of debate, especially from the political front. Yeah, we have had a lot, especially in terms of how Namibia will be able to advance in terms of economic development, particularly in the line of mineral resources. Now, when we take a stock of what happened in the past 35 years, we'll be able to realize that although we may have developed in terms of working force, although it could be that the people of Namibia who are trained to work in mines, the people of Namibia who are trained to work in different industry, either it's engineering, or either it's artisan working in mines or handling of natural resources, you come to the point where you realize that up to now, Namibia, we do not have industries which are ending various industries which are using the products that we have. Now, when you look at what Namibia is able to send in the international market, you'll be able to be surprised, because currently, as we are standing, if we are using the global statistics of 2024, you'll be able to realize that Namibia is still at the top five, or maybe around number three in terms of producer of uranium in the world. We are the largest producer of uranium in the world, and up to now, we are still not being able to have something to do with uranium. One of the main important use of uranium is production of electricity or power supply. However, when you are asking yourself to say, no, we have this mineral for a very long time, what have we done so far? Are we able to end values to our uranium so that we'll be able to send it in the international market and also to generate wealth? Because up to now, we are still producing for people so that they can give us a small portion of what we are giving them. Now, when you look at the report, which is summarizing the what was happening in terms of trade from last month of 2024, from December, you'll be able to realize that Namibia have exported just in December 2024, export earning of Namibia was standing at $12.6 billion Namibian dollars. Then you'll be able to realize that in terms now of import, what we have imported, we imported a value of $12.7 billion. Now, when you are doing a comparative analysis, you will be able to realize that when you look at the report of NSA, Namibia is still exporting more. Importing more than what is exporting, which means that you are losing money. For those of you who understand economic very well, you'll be able to realize that when somebody is saying in the month of December there is a trade deficit of 119 million, then you'll be able to understand that we are losing money, because we do not have, we may have resources in terms of raw materials, but we do not have quality products that we can sell. Now the topic for today is motivated by the trade bulletin which was given by Namibia Statistics Agency, which was looking at the trade between or the trade of Namibia in the month of December 2024. Now, when you look at now what Namibia is exporting and who is exporting to, you will be surprised. you'll be surprised to realize that precious stone and diamond are still the largest exported commodity, especially in 2024. And when you look at where are these products going, then you'll be able to realize that you have countries like Botswana and China. China and South Africa, some of the main trading partners of Namibia. Then you ask yourself, now, when Namibia is into bilateral relationship with China, China has been the friend of Namibia during the liberation struggle. You'll be able to realize that China have been a helping hand. However, when you ask yourself, are our relationships really giving us something which can help us to stand on our own? Yeah, because China is able to come up with uranium brand to make electricity. China is able to add values to diamonds, making rings, necklaces, and also other equipment which are using for drilling. Because the diamond is one of the hardest elements on earth. Now, when you are coming to the point to say, no, what have Namibia learned into these bilateral relationships? We just have a concept of, we are in a mutual trade relation, or we are in a diplomatic relation with other country, but we are not learning from them. Yeah, that's why the debate for today is provoked by the aspect that why can't we be like our friends? Why can't we be like our trading partners? Why can't we manufacture? Why can't we add values? What is the problem? Yeah, maybe these are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. That's why in the next 5 minutes, I will be able to open the line for our economists, maybe our diplomats or former diplomats. We look at policymakers. We look at people in the area of minerals, in the areas of mining, in the areas of, industrialization. Then they will be able to call and contribute to say, what have we done wrong? Because in Namibia, somebody has to be blamed every time. Yeah. Now, when you go and continue to make an analysis of the report by Namibia Statistics Agency, you'll be able to realize that although we have top five import products, although we have top five import, commodities such as petroleum, then you also have some diamonds and fertilizer that we are taking from other countries. We are still not in the capacity to produce. We are still not in the capacity to produce. That's why when you look at our trading partners, especially South Africa and China. When you look at our trading partners, especially South Africa and China, you'll be able to realize that we are still very small in terms of moving to industrialization. Now, the question that we may want to ask ourselves is also this, to say, since we got our independence, Namibia have always... One can say it's a national strategic plan. Some can say those are national priorities or national, developmental plan. You look at the aspect of Vision 2030. You look at the aspect of, Harambe Prosperity Plan, well-drafted plan. And when you analyze these documents, there is a commonality in terms of the drafters of the document, especially when it's coming to the point of industrialization. Everyone is speaking about Namibia being industrialized. One of the Namibia vision is going to be realized in the next 4 years, which I don't think is going to be so. What did we do wrong in terms of, adding values to our minerals? Because these are the only resources or main resources which could have taken us far. Because one economist told me to say, the moment you start exporting raw materials, The moment you start exporting raw materials, you are transferring jobs to other countries, because the people who are going to cut your diamonds, the people who are going to make those rings, necklace, and those who are coming up with machines made from your minerals, or equipment made with your minerals, you are transferring jobs to other countries, and you are also giving them money. That's why it's always difficult in terms of trading. We are trading because we are trading, but we are not making money out of trade. That's why in most cases, there's always trade deficit. You what? You buy more than what you buy more than what you sell. When you buy more than what you sell, doesn't mean that what you sell does not have a quality. It means that what you sell it because somebody is putting the price there, and you do not have an option. You don't really have an option to negotiate, because if somebody say, I'm not going to buy your uranium anymore, where are you going to use that? Because you it's just a kid with a precious element, but you can't use it because you don't have capacity. Yeah, now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, where is our country going? And maybe we can assist each other. What can we do to assist the current government, to assist the incoming government, and also to assist the private sectors on the way forward, especially when it's coming to processing of our minerals, when it's coming to promote industrialization agenda, because for us not just to be a dumping site of other countries. But the main question that we need to ask ourselves is that, when we are in those bilateral relationship with developed countries, do we really ask ourselves to say, for the past 35 years, you guys, we have been good friends, but you are still buying my minerals, but you are not teaching me how to use them. Did we really come to that realization to say, no, how can we use...
Life's all about making real moments. So here's to you and your chomies for being 100% real. From jiving to the car wash for the chill, not the wash, to making the cooler box your seat for the night, to going out after work to get that Chino's to Plucky's feeling. Here's to making everyday moments better by keeping it 100% real. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment with David Shombe. Our topic for today is processing domestic minerals as an industrialization goal. Where are we? What did we do right? And how can we move forward? You can engage us in the studio, the 083-288-401. 083-288-401. You can bring your contribution, especially when it's coming to the processing of our domestic minerals. And also, how can we move forward as a country, and how can we industrialize? Yeah, because the topic for today is also has a foundation of the relationship between our country and our trading partners. Yeah, because one of the things that we always see, because some of us, we follow international relations agreement, we follow international relations, we see what's happening in a international trade. Then you realize to say, in every opportunity that Namibia got into signing to agreement with other country, you always hear this concept of it was a win-win situation. It was a win-win situation, and it's mutually beneficial. But are we really benefiting from our trading partners, or we are being played? If we are being played, how can we make them understand that we want to be like them, or we want to advance to where we want? Yeah, you can bring in your contribution. You can have a different argument. It's your own opinion, and that is how we learn. You can come up with your constructive argument. Then we can see how we can move forward.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. nune udo o tukwe tira o special ange tashia kengeje fa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heavy nola natu heavy bali no heavy ile ko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ezi za singo hona malisinta kana ukupanare tani naga kumape. Muktunda konkedi zokusimba no buke do marasumo kuma oko. Uza konkedi zompe zoktura marasumo musumbangu yas ep pampepo. Gwana sumbangu sospe sa imba ep zuva inyami mokara mtetin sume kusumbangu esi. Gwana karuhampepo kumarasumo pa internet meke lioge ruganesa cellphone ndinkenye. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kureti sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumo isrongo no kwane sambudu zongwa pias gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye the elsin eangano the osherero kuma imbiriro the catholic simaneka karunga the africans sing froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu. Pampepo, tuguanini nye ko 081-2358-063. Ndi ko email digital@omalaidi.com.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Continuing with lecture hall one, yeah, with me David Shombe. Today we are looking at how can we process or how can we add value to our mineral resources in order to boost our economy and also in order to create employment and also to come to the point where we are able now to stand on our own as an industrialized country instead of sending out what we have for the past 35 years. And how can we move forward? Yeah, because the first question that you need to ask yourself is that are you as a state, are we interested in making money or are we interested in sustainable development? Because it's surprising to hear, especially to an ordinary citizen who never got an opportunity to sit in a boardroom or never got an opportunity to see or touch the wealth of the country. Yeah, it's surprising to see different, you just hear about numbers, we sell this amount at this ton to this country, and you don't really see where is the finance going. Because especially different callers, especially for our afternoon program of Ongundana Dingi, they always ask about where is the natural resources going and where is the benefit of that. And to our dear listeners, you must hear me very well. I'm not saying nothing have been done in terms of mining sector or nothing have been done in terms of development of the country. But what I'm saying is that up to now, our priorities never realized. Yeah, when you look at Namibia domestic policies, very beautiful policies. When you look at Namibia foreign relation foreign policy, very beautiful policy, because our foreign policy is like an extension of our domestic policy. We give or we advocate about our problems in international relations so that we can get assistance. But when you look at the outcome is worrying, because numbers, they say numbers don't lie. When you look at the recently released Namibia Statistics Agency report, of 2023 population and housing census labor force report. You know, it was indicated that, you know, the unemployment rate of Namibia increased from 33.4% in 2018 to 36.9% in 2023. That is the current level of Namibia unemployment. People who are able to work, people who have knowledge to work or willing to work, but they are not having an opportunity to show what they can do to contribute to the development of the country. Now, when you look at Namibia youth population, which was stated that it is around 70% of the total population. Now, when you look at Namibia youth unemployment, it was indicated that it has declined from 46.1% in 2018 to 44.4% in 2023. Now, the main question that you need to ask ourselves is that, now, in terms of percentage and number, somebody must be really, really be careful, because when you are saying it's 44.4% in 2023, you need to ask yourself, when it was 46.1% in 2018, it was 46.1% of what population? Because remember, population increase every year, then decline in terms of percentage doesn't necessarily mean that there's a decline in terms of number of people who need jobs. Now, the problem that we have is that, now, where are these people going? And what are some of the initiatives that we need to do? Yeah, because different arguments have been given. Talk to different economists, talk about, you know, SME development. But when you look at SME development, to what extent should a young person operate in SME? To what extent? Because now we have a lot of SMEs who are in incubation centers for 15 years. They are big babies, but they are not able to stand up and expand because the environment is still not yet conducive to everyone. Now, had we prioritized extension, had we prioritized adding values to our minerals, we could have created, or we will create, if we do what we say we were going to do, we will be able to create employment, we'll be able to create jobs, and we also going to create wealth. Because the moment we come to the point where the population is still going to increase like this, the number of youth unemployment is still going to increase like this, then we don't contribute to this conversation of how can we solve this problem. I don't think we are going anywhere. We are going anywhere because when you look at countries like DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, many economists said, in terms of discovered and undiscovered, that is the wealth of Africa, or maybe the wealth of the world, because it has rare minerals which are used around every industries. So things like cobalt, coltan, and others. But now, the problem that DRC also did is that they were not able to industrialize very fast. They are still selling raw materials. That's why now it's very difficult for them to come out of those conflicts where people are saying they last almost 30 years. Yeah, because that is one of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. One of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, especially when it's coming to natural wealth. Yeah, because in terms of relationship between countries, either is bilateral relationships, either is multilateral relationships, it's not a game of just other country winning on the table, but it's also a platform to advance other countries' interest. Because now, one thing that we need to ask ourselves is also this: how did we perform when we get an opportunity to advise those with influence? Did we only think about ourselves? or we also thought about the country at large, because we have people who are very closer to people with power to change things, to people with power to influence laws, or people with power to build industries. But what did we whisper in their ears? Did we only focus on ourselves, or we also focused on how we can move forward, the country? Because if you look at our inability to add values, then you look at what we have and what we sell to other countries. You analyze the countries that we sell to, where they are standing in terms of international rigging, in terms of industrialization. Then you look at your young population at 44.4%, which means that you only have 5.6%. You only have 5.6% before you reach. Before you reach 50% of your youth to be unemployed, it's worrying. Yeah, it's really worrying, because analysis from NSA indicates that in terms of unemployment, especially youth unemployment, Namibia is number one in SADC. We are number one in SADC in terms of unemployment. Then we are number two in terms of economic inequality in the whole world. Now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how can we bridge this gap? Because those are some of the fundamental questions that we need to ask ourselves. Either you are an economist, you are policymakers, you are a young active person, you are a politician, you are an inventor, anybody from private sector to every industry which could have take us from this.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsi Nehangano, The Osherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment. We are continuing with the conversation. You are listening to Lecture Hall 1 with David Shombe. Yeah, it's 46 minutes past 18. We have around 14 minutes before we move to another program. Our discussion for today, we are looking at the processing of domestic minerals as an industrialization goal. What can we do as a country? What can we do as players in the developmental sector? What can we do as captain of industries? Are we just captain of industries for the sake of... There's one retired inspector general of the police who said, no, you guys, you should not just be salary collectors. You must ask your salary to say, salary, please, did I work for you? Yeah, that is one of the saying which one of the former chief of police of Namibia said to say, no, don't be salary collectors. You must ask the salary to say, no, did they really work for you? Yeah, because this is a question that captains of industries, especially in the area of mineral resources, in the areas of mining, in the areas of, trade, in the areas which have power to industrialize. What did we do? What did we do and where are we? Of course, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401. 083-288-401. Yes, okay. And the other thing that we need to look at before we come to the conclusion of our program is that now, can we really do an unbiased, not politically motivated self-assessment? Just to be honest at once. Because we know how politics work. We know how politics work. There are some people who, you understand how the truth is working. You know where the problem is. But because you are scared of, maybe being not really blacklisted, but being regarded as somebody who is, because the African politics, there is always this thing of being a counter-revolutionary. Whatever political party you are, if you have different views, they call you a counter-revolutionary. And maybe had we grown from that practice, we would be able to realize that we come to the point where we accept different views on how to do things, then we can, industrialize ourselves. Now, let us do an unbiased, not politically motivated self-assessment from 1990 to 2025. What have we done? Yes, indeed, there are things which we are seeing in terms of infrastructure. We can also see increment in terms of literacy. We can also see, production or maybe different experts being produced within the education sector. We can also see different, people working for different industries, either regional or at the international level. We have a lot of Namibian heroes. But now, in terms of now industrialization, in terms of countries' main priorities, in terms of, those trade agreements, did we really do it in a fair way? Or do we need to revise some of these things for us to be the owner of our means of production? And how much do we own in terms of our mineral resources, and who is benefiting those mineral resources? Yeah, because the aim of the country to trade with other countries is to solve their internal issues, which, when you look at our country, drought was declared as a state of emergency by President Buba from last year, because we're in a situation where we are not able to produce enough sustainable food production. We have food insecurities, and this impact other regions. People talk about Omaheke. Some people, they've been dying of hunger. I don't know the statistics, but when you ask ourselves in terms of what we have and what we gain from other countries and what we give to our people and what method have been used in order for us to try to move up from where we have been, because poverty is a very painful thing for those of you who don't understand, or maybe for those of you who never really struggled, because it's not something which you wish somebody to go through. Because if you move around the country, you'll be able to realize that there is always somebody who is more in need than what you have. Then when you balance the scale of what our country have, you realize that there's imbalance. Yes, I don't want to move away from the topic, but the main conversation that we have is that how can we process? What is the main step that we need to start first for us to process our own mineral resources, and also to make sure that we sell finished products, because it has been the call for over 35 years. When you look at the products which are made from copper, when you look at the products which are made from lead, when you look at the products which are made from gold, when you look at the products which are made from uranium, when you look at the products which are made from diamond, then use the scale of how many tons you have or how many carats you have exported. And in return, what is the cost of a finished product that you are buying? Just look at the ring that you are wearing. We talk about real rings, those marriage rings that you are wearing. Where do you think it was made from? And when you look at that fine diamond piece on it, who do you think put it on? Yeah, of course, we have a few Namibians who are doing that, but where is our main industry? When you look at that beautiful golden watch that you are wearing, where do you think it was made from, and which resources was used? When you look at the cars that you are driving, how many materials which was used are from Africa, or maybe from your country? Because it's something that we really need to observe beyond what we see, because that is the only way that we are going to move forward. Because when you look at the materials machines that you have in your house, look at the TV that you are using, where is it made from, and what are the components of that television, and what are the components of that iPhone that you have? Was it made with elements from other countries, or elements from Namibia, or elements from Africa at large? And do you really think if it continues like this, our grandkids will be able also to produce and compete in the international market? Yeah, because those are some of the very difficult questions that we need to ask. And it's the only way we'll be able now to, you know, realize that sustainable development or economic advancement is beyond buying and selling. Because even at the personal level, if you don't add values to yourself, you can learn this from ladies. Very good example. If you don't have value, if you lose value, it's easy for you to go out of the market. But if you keep your value, advance yourself as a human being, either through it can be through education, through learning new things, then you'll be a person of value. Now, if you just have diamonds being sold, if you just have coppers being sold, if you just have uranium being picked up, you don't even know how much is going to be produced from that. I don't think we'll come to the point where we are industrializing, because if the mind of our industrial leaders of our industry is only on looking at the plan, how much money should I make from here, not looking at how can I establish something in the country. I like some views of the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni. He's one of the bold presidents that Africa has, and apart from he staying long on the in terms of being a president for a very long time, here are some lessons that you have to learn. I remember there was a point where he was narrating him being in a conversation with Japanese industrial leaders. And he was inviting them to come and, manufactures, I think cars in his country. Then they said no. Then he came to the point where he mobilized his own people to start doing it. Then apparently they come back to him and say, no, Munene or Museveni, we want. Then he said, no, your time is already finished. Now I'm focusing on my own people and I'm doing it. Because other countries are industrializing. Go to Uganda and go to Nigeria. And there's also something that we can learn from Rwanda. We can be differ in terms of what they do politically, but there are something that we must learn, because even somebody that you hate so much, there are something that you can learn from that person, unless you are really blind to that extent that you can't differentiate between what is good and what is not making sense. Yes, to our dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. Today we were looking at how can the country process or advance or add value to our mineral resources in order to reach industrialization goal. Yeah, we are also analyzing a few aspects from trade bulletin from Namibia Statistics Agency, especially from the month of December 2024. We were also looking at where Namibia is selling, and how can we tackle this thing of youth unemployment, which is a really painful thing, and how can we utilize our own natural resources. Now, with these words, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment, and we are going to meet each other again tomorrow. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Tate Naluvanda and Tate Fly from Ondangwa with their program Mtumwa. And yeah, continue listening to all the programs of Eagle FM. Don't forget to follow us on our social media platform. Don't also forget to like our page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also you'll be able to download our newspaper, the Villager newspaper, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until next time.
Tulisamar dimbogo ke pampepo. Zegura sumbangu dias ep. Eziza singo na malisinta kano gupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko, uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo, mosmbangu dias ep pampepo. Guanas mbangu sospe sa imba ep, zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusmbangu esi, guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke yoge, ruganesa, cellphone ndinkeni. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu sospe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep. Aso kuret sapo mardimbo konon sumo dokuri siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumo isrongo no kwane sambudu zongwa yes gospel. Mardimbo.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Onthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.2. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.